TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features director and playwright Adong Judith, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. Listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm a writer, director who tells social change stories because I believe stories touch and move us. Stories humanize and teach us to empathize. Stories change us. When I write and direct plays, I'm amplifying voices of disadvantaged groups. I'm fighting the self-censorship that has kept many Ugandan artists away from socio-political theater since the persecution of artists by former Ugandan President Idi Amin. And most importantly, I am breaking the silence and provoking meaningful conversations on taboo issues where often silence is golden, is the rule of thumb. Conversations are important because they inform and challenge our minds to think, and change starts with thinking. One of my struggles with activism is its often one-sided nature that blinds us to alternative view, that numbs our empathy, that makes us view those who see issues differently as ignorant, self-hating, brainwashed, sellout, or plain stupid. I believe no one is ignorant. We are all experts, only in different fields. And this is why, for me, the saying, stay in your truth, is misleading. Because if you're staying in your truth, isn't it logical that the person you believe is wrong is also staying in their truth? So what you have is two extremes that shut out all possible avenues of conversations. I create provocative theater and film to touch, humanize, and move disagreeing parties to the conversation table to bridge misunderstandings. I know that listening to one another will not magically solve all problems, but it will give a chance to create avenues to start to work together to solve many of humanity's problems. With my first play, Silent Voices, based on interviews with victims of the Northern Uganda War between the government and Joseph Kony's LRA rebel group, I brought together victims, political leaders, religious leaders, cultural leaders, Amnesty Commission, and transitional justice leadership for critical conversations on issues of justice for war crime victims, the first of its kind in the history of Uganda. And so many powerful things happened that I can't even cover them all right now. Victims were given the opportunity to sit at the table with Amnesty Commission leadership, and they expressed the big injustice they suffered when the commission ignored them and instead facilitated the resettlement of the war perpetrators. and Amnesty Commission acknowledge the victims' pain and explain the thinking behind their flawed approaches. But one of the things that has stayed with me is when during my Northern Uganda tour of the play, a man approached me and introduced himself as a former rebel soldier of Joseph Kony. He told me that he didn't want me to leave feeling disappointed due to some of what I considered inappropriate laughter. He explained that his was a laughter of embarrassment and a recognition of his own embarrassment. He saw himself in the actors on stage and saw the meaninglessness of his past actions. So I say, share your truth. Listen to one another's truth. You will discover a more powerfully uniting truth in the middle ground. When I lived in the USA, many of my American friends would be shocked at my ignorance at fancy Western dishes like lasagna, for instance. And my question to them would be, well, do you know malakwang? And then I would tell them about malakwang, a fancy vegetable dish from my culture. And they would tell me about lasagna, and we would live richer and fuller individuals. Therefore, share your recipe truth. It makes for a better meal. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.